notice that souls that are aware, they're feeling this change very deeply. There are souls that go along kind of non-thinking and non-blinking, but those that are truly aware can feel the change. It started about 2 to 3 weeks ago to become a little more intense. Now, when I say a little, I mean very little, but it will continue to grow. And this is so that the emotions of humans will grow also. It is important for our world, the one that you currently abide in, that it be filled with new energy. This is the reason of the change, is to bring new things. Think of it like a stream of water coming through. Even though you do not yet see the beginning of the new water up in the hills, you know that it will come through and go past you and on down. And this is how the energy is. It is starting in the hills, in the mountains, and it is flowing down into your area and around the world also, of course. This is happening in many different places. But I would like you to think of it as especially there where you are. It is causing everyone to stop. Even those that are not yet aware will blink and see this. And this stopping is almost like individually stopping and saying, what is it I really want? Where am I really, really, really at? This is very important for many humans now. We'll look at this as turmoil, but in reality, chaos has a pattern. And chaos always says, this must change. And so the people, the souls, are going to feel this change as you move into winter. And they will feel it very strongly in their very being. And some will not even recognize why they feel the way they do. But change is necessary. And the choice is to rise above, to look at your life and say, what is really, really, really important? Or to just kind of float along thinking that everything will be the same, and then discover it will not. It is so important that I urge humans to stop often now. Take a deep breath. Think. Truly use the gifts that God gave you, the many divine spirits that are around you to help you, and allow them to point out for you, not for others, just for you, each of you, and listen to what is necessary for yourself so that you can be on top, be aware, and be ready to change as needed. Not only is your weather changing, but the emotional factors around you. And it is important that you adjust as to what you need. Truly, then, our blessings.